Evening.
Well, we're just sitting here trying to figure out what to do for this show, and it's cool because you know, we don't know. It's just let's tell them how East Coast we are. I'm gonna start real quick. I was born in Booth Memorial Hospital in Queens, but I lived most of my life in Brooklyn, down in Sheepshead Bay, and the state of New York, where it is now, weed is now legal. And that is how I am East Coast. My father is still in New York, in Brooklyn, and my family's still out there. So that's my East Coast within me. Mr. Cruz, what you got?
Yes, I am Javier Cruz. As you heard earlier in the badass intro, might I say, Tony, first and foremost, I'm from Fall River, Massachusetts, the great state of Mass. That's pretty much as East Coast has, I guess, the original of the 13 colonies, people. I still have family out there. They still have bad credit. I still have bad credit back in the state of Massachusetts. That's why I can't finance much of anything now. But that's not here nor there. Can I get a clap, please?
What? You can't? You want this? This? I got this, too.
Nah, I wanted a clap. That wasn't a punchline to the joke. There we go. I want to hear people in the audience, even though we're in the COVID era of things. And my current audience right now is a bunch of my daughter's stuffed animals.
Everybody did that, though, man. Like, and you know what? We'll be able to, in years, right? We'll be like, yeah. Oh, where were you during quarantine? Because I remember the day. I remember most of it, you know, just like most of it, you know, it was a blur. But, you know, kids old enough, they'll remember, where were you when it happened, you know.
Like, a lot of that time was spent in underwears and tank tops with no socks on and slippers, eating Captain Crunch out of a bowl that I laid on my stomach.
But why?
Don't judge me.
Was toilet paper such a big thing? Like, I mean, we went through a lot, don't get me wrong, but that was because everybody went to get it. Charmin bears were rich.
Yeah, dude. Just like toilet paper was making a killing. Hand sanitizer hadn't made this much money since what was it, Ebola or swine flu, whatever the hell it was. This was the biggest spike in sales for hand sanitizer since that.
I bought some hand sanitizer today, just for the fuck of it, because I haven't. Because like early on, I went and I bought alcohol, and I had a spray bottle with alcohol in my car, and I sprayed everything. And now I touch the door. I'm walking
around. What are you talking about? I have a pantry full of alcohol, hand sanitizer, Lysol wipes. I look like one of those people from the Ultimate Couponers or whatever it's called. Yeah,
I don't.
It was ridiculous. And the thing is, we all sort of kind of fell into that groove. You get what I'm saying? We kind of all fell into that desperation mode, you know. And I feel that's where a lot of things were, you know, blown out of proportion. I think things were very horrible as we saw, but I think too, the fact that we publicized everything on social media, you get what I'm saying? It kind of forced us all to kind of go into a desperate kind of mindset. You feel me?
Paul, no, I get it because, I mean, you know, I was in Howard Hughes mode. I'm here spraying every doorknob. I'm spraying all the mail. I went to the mailbox, opened the mailbox, pulled the mail out with my spray bottle attached to my belt, take it off, spray, clean, and let it dry on the way home. Because I'm like, I don't want this virus to touch me.
For real. And the thing is, it got to the point that it did get a little scary. You know, at least for me, it did get a little scary. Like, my dad ended up catching COVID. You know what I mean? That was an experience for him, you know? Nobody really kind of, like, no, you never can get really, you can really never get ready for, like, a global pandemic-type sickness. You can never get ready to catch that. You know, there's nothing at Walgreens for that. You know, there's nothing at CVS. There's nothing at these pharmacies, Rite Aid. There's nothing really out there for that, except for the fact that they shove a swab down your nose and makes you sound like a deep throat. You know?
But we're coming out of it, right? Because we're ready to, everything's starting up again. The wrestling's, you know, WWE has been going with the Thunderdome, and those of you who listen out there know that I was the one who came up with the Thunderdome idea. I sent it to Manny Lemons, who sent it to Vince Russo, who sent it to Vince McMahon, and they created the Thunderdome. You can thank me for that, because that is that. So I'm going to give myself some applause for that.
There you go. How do you feel now?
What? I feel like partying?
That's what partying. We're going to do. We're in here. I am so disappointed that the people at home right now cannot see me moving my hips gracefully like J-Lo.
Isn't that a nice beat though? I mean, it's Cuban though. I apologize. I know that you're a Puerto Rican, but it's Latin. I searched Latin island music.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what, and this is coming from a Puerto Rican guy from an island that's headstrong and very proud of who we are. Guess what? Rice and beans is rice and beans, no matter what island you get it from. I promise you that. It all tastes phenomenal.
I'll give you some insight, because we're the East Coast party kids, right? So a lot of people who are listening or who are in Colorado might not have any clue. They've been to the East Coast. They used to live there. First of all, now you have to pay to get in and out of New York. Every bridge,
it's ridiculous.
You pay to get in. And it's not a lot, a little bit. But they legalized the weed, right? Because New Jersey did it. New Jersey legalized the weed, and New York Cuomo was like, well, people are just going to go right over the bridge and get the weed. They're just going to go right over.
Yeah.
Right? Take the Verrazano.
Maybe an hour and some change of a drive?
Less. If you're right over the Verrazano is New Jersey. That's a 10-minute drive. You could run from city to whatever. So that's why it's good. It's legal. And it's legal here in Colorado. I'm sorry for people out there. If it's not legal for you, contact your congressman. And if you're in a red state, I'm sorry. But you just have to keep smoking on the down low. Yeah.
Exactly. Do it in your basement, your grandmother's car, so nobody expects it coming from grandma. Because you never expect to see it from an old person.
I remember the old days where I used to have to sit in the Taco Bell parking lot, wait for the dude to drive up next to me, and then I'd get out of my car and get into his car, and then make the deals and get back out of his car into my car all the time, looking that there's no police around. It's like,
right, but I'll tell you what though, I shit you not, I was more afraid of my parents catching me doing it than the cops.
Well, how many times have you been busted?
I know my,
I've been busted.
I got caught once, and you think smoking a quarter ounce of weed to the face by yourself is a great idea until they make you smoke a quarter ounce of weed to the face, you know?
That's a lot of weed.
That's what my father did. But guess what? My father up there, he's like, hey, you think you're a badass? You want to smoke weed and all that? You think you're a hippie and a drunkard and all that? Like, I never said nothing about drinking. I'm like, oh, you want tequila? He made me down a bottle. Not down a bottle. He made me take a few shots. Next thing you know, I'm seeing the bottle's half empty. And my dad still hasn't taken a shot. You know? Next thing you know, I'm puking everywhere. It was an ugly story, people. It was a horrendous scene. It was nasty. It was.
And you've never had a drink again.
No, I still drink from time to time. But as we're speaking, I am having a Sprite and Black Label. Hold the Sprite. How you doing?
Yeah, having a Sprite. I got the dollar store has these mixes for drinks, and they're little powder individual mixes, the zero sugar, but they're all your. There's an A&W root beer, there's a 7-Up, there's a Sunkist. So I'm drinking Sunkist pineapple with vodka right now. So Sunkist
sweet
pineapple.
How's that? Now that has like a tropical. That sounds like you went to the Latino bodega. And you got yourself a little tropical flavor because you know that's where you get the stuff.
Well, it's for the occasion. I wanted a pineapple. If I had some lime in the coconut, I'd put it all together and then shake it all up if I had a lime and a coconut.
Like the old school Coke lime commercials. Remember them? Remember them? Am I dating myself here? Am I starting to feel old now?
You're dating yourself.
You remember those old commercials, the old Coke lime commercials? You put the lime in the Coke and with, I don't know the rest of the stupid jingle, but
you put the lime in the Coke. What was the name of that? It was an OK soda. Surge, or was it? What was that one where it was like a kamikaze?
You
it
shut
was,
your mouth, Tony. Surge was a great soda, and for my late 80s, 90s kids, you know what I'm talking about. Surge was the shit before the shit was the shit.
Surge was the shit before drinks at fast food restaurants became self-service. Remember way back, they would give you the drink. Remember, and all of a sudden it changed, right? And then you went in, now you get the drink. You do it. They're lazy. Lazy.
It's like the great comedian Bill Burr says. Is like he wants. Is like I'm giving you 100% of the money. You give me 100% of the service. Don't give me options. Now I'm stuck with my order in my hand, thinking about what I'm gonna drink.
Exactly. Don't give any them options. You can give them options, but then you steer them. You know. It's too much, man. It's too much. You give somebody six.
You give us. You give me small options, and I deal with that. I'm simple minded. Ask my wife. I'm very simple minded, people. You know, small, medium, or large, right? I'll deal with that. You give me Sunkist. You give me Sunkist Orange, Diet Sunkist Orange, Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, root beer, Dr. Pepper, and all the fixes, and all that other stuff. I get confused, and next thing you know, I don't know what I want. I thought I knew I wanted a Coke, or I thought I knew I wanted some orange soda, but now all these options is mind-boggling me.
I like Coke better than Pepsi. I'm sorry if that offends people, but that's just my personal.
I don't care.
Oh, I'll drink the Pepsi.
I'm a Coke guy till I die. I don't care.
I once was hooked on Diet Coke so bad that I would go to the store and get a 12-pack. I'd go to my car, I would open the 12-pack and chug three, glug, 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 just right there. Because I don't know what it was. Just bottles and cans of Diet Coke.
Now from one Coca-Cola fanatic to another, do you like canned Coke over bottled Coke or the other way around?
All right. So if it's a bottle of Coke, it has to be from Mexico. If it's a can and it has
there you go, facts.
It has to be, and then what was the other question?
Which one do you prefer, canned or bottled?
Well, definitely the bottle if it's from Mexico. Otherwise, the can. But if it's from Mexico,
we're in the good old USA. No, plastic bottle, the standard plastic bottle that you get anywhere and everywhere.
The glass bottle, you can get it. They have it because we get it for Santa Claus every year. The glass bottle of Coke that has it's in Espanol. It's the best Coca-Cola you could possibly imagine.
Facts.
But it's made
that is true. Food. That is true.
Yes.
That is true. But going back to the standard plastic bottle over the can, I'm taking the can over the plastic bottle any day.
Oh, yeah, over the plastic bottle? Yeah. Because there's something about a can of Coca-Cola, or like, remember the old days how a can of Pepsi used to look until they changed it?
Yeah.
I used to like the way that old Pepsi can. Remember the white and the red and the, you know.
Yeah,
now
that retro look.
Yeah.
My wife's a Pepsi girl, and we get to when we're at the supermarket, and we're finally at the drink aisle, it goes down like Bloods and Crips. Coke is better; it's more refreshing. It's not too sweet. Pepsi's better; it's sweeter and it's more crisp. What the fuck does crisp have to do with a drink when you already heard it?
You know what's really good?
That's exactly how a Coke can sounds. It sounds like the sound you make when you take a good sip.
RC Cola. That's all. Our Royal Crown Cola is a great cola. And let's talk. I want to talk to you about three things for a second. First, on the sandwiches out here, there's a severe lack of vinegar that they use on their big sandwiches. People they look at you like, why do you want that much? Because, you know, hey, whatever. And another question
I don't know the dynamic of it. It's because you don't understand. When you pile too much meat on the bread, it's going to get stuck to the roof of your mouth.
You can't find a roof.
Don't get me wrong. I didn't go to college for sandwiches or anything like that.
Find me Broccoli Rob. Find me Broccoli Rob anywhere. What am I going to get? Robbie's and I used to eat Robbie's and macaroni all the time. And there's nothing. Man. I can't get Broccoli Rob.
You know, when I joined the Army, I discovered Blimpies. I didn't discover Blimpies. I kind of like rediscovered Blimpies.
Blimpies best with the double meat? Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. There we go. People out there, I wouldn't necessarily say it's an East Coast thing, but I would say we do like sandwiches. I know from the East Coast that I personally know that concur with me, a good sandwich goes a long way.
But it's the reason we like sandwiches is because we know how to make them right? We know how to make a real good sandwich, so we enjoy sandwiches. Some places I go, they're not good. Like, there's some places that say, oh, Brooklyn-style pizza or Brooklyn. Hell no. Some of it's like, really, really, give me free pizza because I'm complaining.
Now that you brought up the pizza, the pizza topic, let's settle this beef. Real actual Chicago style pizza is like a New York style pizza cut up into small pieces. You know, you order Domino's, a large Domino's thin crust pizza, the way they cut it up in small pieces, that's how a Chicago pizza is come. They're not always, you know, the thick double dough. You know, that's a special occasion.
There's somebody in the chat and they say, au revoir, dumb fucks. So it's They're calling us American morons. So
first of all,
fans already.
I don't even know what au revoir is.
Au revoir, baby.
Oh, that's French. That's French. My bad.
It's the French. It's the French.
And I think
Purple Pill. We want to party with you. Listen, this is what we do.
Yeah.
And
we're over here sipping a little bit, being a little irresponsible, doing hood rat stuff with our friends. And if you don't like
this is our friendly episode.
Please
so
like
you know
it.
What? Even though it's a troll, thank you so much for doing that. And they don't like Coca-Cola either, so whatever. Okay,
Pepsi
so I don't
people.
Know. What?
I said these Pepsi people, bro.
Oh, yeah. Pepsi
they take
people,
it too far.
They pay the Pepsi people to come on people's shows, and they're like, Pepsi is the drink of the devil. and that's it.
That is the true devil's nectar, people.
The devil's nectar. Actually, they say Coke is the devil's nectar, and Pepsi is the teat of...
Who said Coke is the devil's nectar?
Coke is the devil's... up his nose, into his brain.
Who said that?
Coke is the devil's nectar. I like it.
No, it's not. I said Pepsi the devil's nectar.
Coke, I know. They were saying Coke is the devil's nectar.
No,
Coke
it's not.
Poison. Coke
Whoever
is
said that should poke themselves in the eye.
Coke is poison, kidney disease. It is. Listen, I had a root canal.
We never said it was good for you people. We never said it was good for you. Coke tastes great, and something that tastes that great cannot be good for you at all. I never said it was great for your health, for your healthy body. No, it's going to dehydrate you quicker than anything. So get your average amount of water a day, which I think my personal trainer told me anywhere from, 32 ounces and above, depending on body weight content and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm not a personal trainer. He just tells me to drink a whole bunch of water and I put Mio in it. Shout out to the people of Mio for making it people like us that can't drink water easy. Because it's still kind of rough.
Well, I find that my water has to have some kind of flavoring in it. Why is that? Why do I not appreciate the flavor of water?
We're the new bouge, man.
We are the new bouge. We're sitting here living the high life, drinking clean water.
Yeah, drinking Coke.
Pinnacle.
Mexico.
That's the pinnacle of society, bro. We're the top of the food chain. The new bouge.
Some people measure their wealth by the money in their bank account. I measure my wealth by the amount of Coke 12 packs I have in my fridge. Don't at me, people.
You know, we're the new bouge because we could just go to the store and buy weed. We can have mushrooms and take them and it'd be legal here. You know, we're adults in Colorado and we can do crazy things. I've only done it twice.
But the thing is, I'll tell you what, when I did it back home and it wasn't legal, I think the special ingredient was crime. You know, I think the special ingredient was the status of it being illegal that made it that much better.
I don't know. That's some really good shit. That's some really good shit if you know what to get. The Hell's OD party.
Yeah.
It's good.
Of course.
But, you know, we're 21st century American morons. Awesome. I like that.
Are we being broadcasted in Europe? 21st century American morons. I cannot feel less offended in my life. And I'm really not offended. It's hilarious to me.
Over the world today, baseball season started. WrestleMania's coming up. We got a show.
WrestleMania for my wrestling fans, Liddy. You know what sucks about now that you talked about WrestleMania, I hope we have some wrestling fans out there. I'm still kind of, you know, as a fan, I'm still kind of pissed off at the fact that Undertaker's not undefeated at WrestleMania no more. Because when I was a kid, that dude used to scare the shit out of me.
You know, it's very interesting that you say that because I agree. I think that Brock Lesnar did not need that. Why did he need that? That could have been saved for, say, a Roman Reigns or somebody in that category.
Yeah.
You know, build somebody. He could have lost to Bray, whatever. Never, maybe. I don't know.
It's one of those things. But don't get me wrong. I don't think they did it wrong. They gave somebody believable that position. You get what I'm saying? To take the street. And I don't know. It was like people, it's hearsay, naysay. And, you know, you have podcasts where Undertaker says one thing and you said another thing in another podcast. So you don't know if it was like scripted or not. You know,
well, maybe he wanted to lose the streak in his prime because if he kept doing it, and was this age and still had the streak and then lost it, they'd be like, well, yeah, because he's an old man, right? They'd be like, he's old. It wouldn't be worth anything. It does a lot. Booking is important, and for those of you listening for the first
time, that's how it came off when Roman beat him at Mania. Like, you were just picking off the scraps that Brock did. You know, that's how it came off.
Yeah, it came up I could do it again.
Yeah, you retired the Undertaker, but did you?
Well, there's crazy things going on in WWE at the moment, and of course WrestleMania is coming up. And you know, the big match, I know some of the build up it was supposed to be one-on-one, and now it's Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan versus Edge. Is that it?
Yeah, Edge, Roman Reigns, and Daniel Bryan are in a program getting some stuff popping off. I think they're going.
It turns out Roman, he hasn't won a match on his own. He's always had help up to this whole buildup. He's never been he's a heel now, right? So he's never won clean.
Yeah.
Apparently.
So my thing is, you got Edge coming off a 9-year layoff. He re-debuted last Royal Rumble. He won this year's Royal Rumble. Now he's the number one contender. My point blank opinion, the same thing they did with Batista. I think it was, yes, I understand the storyline and you have to follow the momentum, but I still think it's kind of unfair that they're booking this three ways. Unless, you know, Edge is requesting, might request something due to his former neck injury, something like that, to take some of the heat off. But I kind of would like to see something one-on-one with Edge for the title instead of that three-way off the bat.
Okay, I get it. I don't like three-way matches for.
No, don't get me wrong. I love triple threat matches. I love triple threat matches. When the right people are in them, they make for great stuff to watch.
Where's the clean? Why isn't it clean though? It's not gonna be. Because you have one person resting on the outside the whole time, and then you have the people just, you know, okay, there are no rules, right? Because it's a no disqualification, obviously. So I would much rather see a nice big Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker match. Yeah, there was stipulations, but it was one-on-one. It was more of a definitive victor than, you know, well, I don't know. I like it. I get it. I see it. I think that they had a good match already. Set, and then they just added more because you wanted to get everybody.
Why not? It's WrestleMania. Let's make it big.
Yeah, okay. We're going to take a break right now. The producer is telling me that we are taking a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about whatever the hell. We'll figure out what this show is going to be about. We'll talk about Colorado wrestling. We'll talk about baseball. I don't know. Whatever. Baseball started. I don't know.
For those of you guys that are listening that are planning on tuning back in when we come back from this break, give us an idea of what you guys want us to hear. You know what I mean? We're here for you. We're trying to give another platform of listening and communicating and networking. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this rolling.
All right, we'll take a break. If you want to call, the party line is open, 619-924-0815, and we'll be back right after this on the East Coast Party Cast. Here we go. We'll see you in a little bit.
Talk, join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio, makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
So you want to talk about politics, right? But you also want to talk about bears and some other newsworthy items you may have missed. Well, hey, join me, Chuck Amok, and the Unusual Suspects as we get down and dirty on the Full Tilt Biddy Show, a show where we talk about some of the craziest things going on in the Beltway and beyond. The Boogie, that's Friday night, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Check your local news.
Get a half-gallon bucket of thirst-quenching soda pop. Go ahead, take a big gulp. And then, feel the relief.
If your thirst is too big for a big gulp, have a new half-gallon Big Burp soft drink. Now only 59 cents at 7-Eleven. At 7-Eleven, the price of gas just went down.
Welcome back, everyone, to the East Coast Party Cast. My entire drink
we are back.
Real commercials and everything. Real commercials.
Yes. Shout out to all the people that still make commercials out there instead of just friggin' dropping emails and trying to subscribe me to your news order. Annoying people.
So what were we talking about? Let's talk about what about the East Coast that, you know, is different. We talked about sandwiches. I say that Anthony's Pizza is a really good representation of New York pizza. I agree with that. There's no good real Salamary's out here. There's no good there's not a bodega everywhere. You know, 7-Eleven is the bodega. Back in the East Coast, yeah. You just walk the corner and then there's a fucking whatever.
Yep, pretty much. It's like, I
honestly
like the bodega food, man.
If you want to walk...
Go ahead.
No, if you want to walk to this, I'm cleaning up the drink that I spilled, my entire drink.
Jesus, come on now. Party foul.
Party foul. Because I was moving the computer, and as I was moving it...
Do we have a party foul noise?
Yes.
We got the wah-wah-wah-wah thing. Close enough. You definitely deserve one of those for spilling your drink, dude.
Yeah. It's a very large pineapple drink, though. But that's okay. There's always more. It's from the dollar store, man. I bought kielbasa sausage from the dollar store. You know they have milk in a box? It's not even in the refrigerator. You could buy milk in a box from the dollar store. I don't know. Would you buy a dollar box of milk and drink it?
Probably get the shit, but yeah, I'm down. You gotta realize I was in the military. I ate meals out of a bag for a while.
Oh yeah, there you go. See, so you're okay with that. I've never done that, and it sucks because, you know, I chose a different profession than the military. I chose to go to school for acting, and that got me so far. But I would have wanted to be a pilot. What did you do in the military, Mr. Cruz?
I was a truck driver, what you call it, an 88 Mike. A truck driver. I took supplies from point A to point B. I'm not going to be glamorous to say that I've killed people, because I really haven't. I've killed people in Call of Duty. I'm not that good at that either. But
so you
yeah,
were targeted.
I spent pretty much. And then I drove really close to the big fuel trucks that said no fires within X amount of feet. So yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I had a friend who did that, man. He did it. I don't know. Yeah, but maybe
it's
you guys...
not for everybody. Don't get me wrong, but I had a great time when I was in. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that I had the worst time amongst everybody. It's not for everybody. It wasn't for me. So I decided to go ahead and finish whatever I had my contract and ride out.
Hey,
I was going to waste their time.
First of all, thank you for doing that for America. But second, let people know who you are. Well, do you have a list of your professional wrestling accomplishments? I'm pretty sure you know
that.
Not
a long one. Not a long one, Papa. Not a long one. I have a couple of accomplishments as my former gimmick as Achilles. You remember me as Achilles? You remember that?
Yes.
That was a while ago. I had a couple of accomplishments. I had a couple match of the years with that gimmick. I was 3 votes shy as myself and Gabriel Alexander. He's a good friend of mine also. Like to talk about for Rookie of the Year for CSW. First ever CSW 719 champion, former CSW tag team champion. Done a couple things, man. Nothing crazy, but definitely not without doing a couple things. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, and that's good. That means that you've been a couple places and done a couple things. I've done a few things, but you know, it's like right now. this is what we're doing. If you want to call us, 619-924-0815. I forget the name of the song or what the guy's saying in the thing. So, what is he saying? Do you understand any of that?
Yeah, it's like el party que suena, right? It's like you hearing the noise from the party. You know what I'm saying? El party que suena, like technically speaking, it says the party sounds off. You know, but you know if you're using it in slang terminology, like we lit over here. You know.
Hey, whatever. I thought it sounded good, and I had no idea what the dude was saying, but it's very catchy.
Great. Every time you put it on, my shoulders shake by themselves.
You know, it's got that thing, and I swear I uploaded the full song, but apparently I didn't. All right. Well, what about baseball? Did you follow anything today? Do you know anything that happened? I know I can go over stuff. And then
I'm sad with baseball because I am a big Mookie Betts fan, and he left the Boston Red Sox, which I am a fan of. And no, I haven't kept up with baseball today.
You're a Red Sox. That's right. Were you here when they played the Rockies?
No, I wasn't. I was here when they played the Rockies, but I wasn't in attendance.
Oh, you lived here. Yeah. Okay. Where are we at?
Yeah,
today,
yeah, I was here about living already.
The Yankees lost to the Blue Jays 3-2.
I love it anytime the Yankees lose. I don't care. They could lose to a double A league team, and I don't care. As long as they lose, I'm happy. Pardon my language. Fuck the Yankees.
I'm a Mets fan. I'm a Mets fan because I'm from the I'm from right. Like I said, I was born at Booth Memorial in Queens, which is right next to Flushing. I lived in Flushing and in Brooklyn, but in Brooklyn after I moved away. But that's right next to Shea Stadium. So I was a Met fan from as far as I can remember. So for me, it's like, yeah, when the Yankees are facing anybody else, I'm like, yeah, Yankees. But when the Yankees and the Mets play, I'm a Met fan over the Yankees.
Remember the Subway Series?
Yeah, I was actually they still do it. Well, I don't know now with Corona, but I was there. We were in New York when they were doing that, and we were going to see one. Because that's the thing. When you go back east, people don't know this because you're not East Coast, we're East Coast. When you go back east to visit, you do shit, and you go to games, and you go places, and you have fun and do things, you know? And that's what, you know, you do. And you go to the best places to eat. You go where, you know, you enjoy the most. And so, yeah, the Tigers won. Tigers beat the Indians 3-2. I don't care. Do you care?
No, not really. Okay. Cleveland and Indians, I'm not worried about much because
the Brewers beat the
Mookie,
Twins.
Man. We lost Mookie. And I'm not saying Mookie that we didn't have a good team without Mookie. But Mookie's Mookie, man. Come on now. He's great.
What happened to Mookie?
He got traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers and coincidentally won a championship with them that same year.
Crazy.
So, yeah, we lost Mookie Betts.
Pirates beat the Cubs. You know, it was very interesting years back, right? The Cubs, the joke was they never won a World Series. Well, they won a World Series, right? Were you paying attention to that?
I think they did win a World Series.
They did. They won a World Series.
If I'm not mistaken, from my knowledge, they've won a World Series. I think it's the Chicago White Sox that haven't. Because, you know, the whole mishap way back in the day, in the, like, 1940s with the whole Chicago Black Sox where they threw the game. Like, I know sports. I know a little bit of sports history, but I haven't been current.
Which baseball team has never won a World?
Why don't you get a list? I don't think, like, the Marlins have. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Five other. Okay, so there are six. There's a list of six. Let's see what the list says. Let's take a look. Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Well, they're new though, but that's 23 years. It's not an old team, so they haven't won. The Rockies have never won. They always get close, baby. They always get close.
Close, but no cigar.
Were you here for that when I was in eighth grade, and they stopped the school for the day, and they put the TV on for the first Rockies game. Crazy.
When was this?
In Colorado, when the first Rockies game. 28 years ago. I was in eighth grade.
No, I wasn't here for that. Dude, I'm 32. I was barely around. I was still shitting in my diapers in Massachusetts.
Yeah, you're a youngster, you asshole. All right. The Mariners, they've never won in 44 years. The Seattle Mariners have never won. The Milwaukee Brewers in 52 years have never won. The San Diego Padres in 52 years have not won. Texas Rangers. And that's it. 60 years, the Texas Rangers. That's all I got. I don't know. Maybe the White Sox.
I don't know. It's been a minute. Those are the teams that never won a World Series. They're trash. My Red Sox have got a couple of them under their belt. That's right. You're a Mets fan. The New York Yankees bought a whole bunch of them.
They did buy them. That's true. But your team bought a whole lot of shit too. And
we bought a whole bunch of shit, but we didn't win. They never won us a fucking championship. Well, we traded. What's his face? Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees And next thing you know, we go on a God knows how long losing streak. When it comes a non-winning World Series streak. I mean, we didn't go on a horrible losing streak. We didn't have a great season, but just not make it.
Even the Atlanta Braves have won a World Series.
Hey, the Boston Braves.
Anaheim Angels, Houston Astros. See, they're the one-timers. The Diamondbacks. Is that still a team, the Arizona Diamondbacks?
Yeah.
Find out. Let's find out. Phillies beat the Braves. Speak of the devil. The Devil Rays beat the Marlins. So fish beat a fish. A fish. The Cardinals beat the Reds, and the Rockies won. Congratulations.
Hey.
Colorado
Rockies. For the Colorado Rockies. You know what to do, Tony. Thank you, people in attendance.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I got,
you say people in attendance, and you got a whole bunch of stuffed animals looking at you. It's weird.
I still got a couple tickets from the first game. Framed nicely.
Hey.
You know, I don't know.
But yeah.
We need to get something from Philadelphia or Pittsburgh or any one of those places. We need to get somebody from just anywhere in Penn, you know, because that's East Coast. We could get somebody from New Jersey. We get somebody from...
Of course.
I don't know.
I'm
going to have my dad call in from Brooklyn. Live from Brooklyn.
Hey! Live and direct from Brooklyn. Tell him, hey, fuck Jimmy Fallon. I don't know why I said that. Jimmy Fallon's a great guy. Seems like he's a great guy. I'd have a beer with him.
I also think that we should... we have... 12 minutes before the half hour, and we should end there because, you know, we'll figure out more.
Of course, like I said, guys, we're rolling with the punches. We're keeping it raw.
Well, I just want to know the game. So, like, that's it. Okay, there you go. That's it. It's baseball, though, you know? I mean, I'm a Rockies fan when they're in contention. I'm a fair-weather fan, and the Avalanche the same way. The Broncos used to be a straight...
Fuck the Broncos. I'm loyal to my team. Don't get me wrong. There's players and stuff like that that play on teams that aren't my team. And I like that player. And I watch the game, even if I hate the team, just to watch that player because you have to give credit to what credit's due. These kids, you know, these guys bust their asses from grade school all the way to their adult lives to the point that they don't know anything else but this game, you know, or whatever sport it may be. So, you know, yeah, I find there's certain players that I do follow and I give them that respect, like, as much as I hate LeBron James, I'll watch a Laker game being a diehard Celtic fan. You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, as much as I may hate LeBron James is a great player and a great ambassador for the sport of basketball. You know?
Well, he is, and that's why he's in the, you know, the Warner Brothers movie.
He's a great role model. Somehow his hairline returned. It's going good for LeBron. It's going real good for LeBron.
He's got the hookup, man. He's got the hookup. He knows who to call, you know.
Yep.
Who to call when they need a little bit of magic to happen on his head, you know. The barber,
you know. And another good point. Speaking of good ambassador players, we're in a generation now where, right? It's the good guy in the sports that's doing things now, right? Back then, we always gave attention to the prime times, to the Michael. Excuse me, to the Michael Irvins, to the Dennis Rodmans, to the bad boys of the game. Now it seems like that the good guys get that. Don't get me wrong, you have the bad boy here and there, but now it seems like that the so-to-speak good guy moniker, the guys that carry the good guy moniker, pardon me, are the guys that are, you know, we're really focusing the attention on. Those guys like, you know, LeBron James, when Russell Wilson from the Seahawks was in his heyday doing his thing, they followed him because and it's not just because they're the it guy. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a couple of guys that have made it to their prime and past their prime, like No names come to mind right now, but like the only thing right now is LeBron. You know, he's always been a great ambassador on and off the court. You know, and it seems like those type of guys are getting the good attention. Back then, like the more you shit talk, the more it seems like the generation and times is changing.
There was Dr. J, Larry Bird, Reggie Johnson. You know, there was so many like big names just for years where it's just they were legends, right? Legends all together.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way now. I mean, there's a few of them who are like, yeah, these guys are good. You know, I know they're really good. I know this guy's good. I know that guy's good. But they don't have that kind of mystique around them that Dr. J had or, you know, anyone of those fuckers. Excuse my friend.
That level of phenom, so to speak. It's like, and I think that's why people gravitated to LeBron. That's my opinion. I think he's the one guy in this generation that has that, you know, that real celebrity in the game. You know,
he's got that
real mystique to him.
The Rock type of machismo. You know, he's got that the Rock kind of like, you know, charisma. That's all I can say. Like he found a way to transcend, but he's noble, but he's good at what he does. You know, I mean, yeah, the Rock is a wrestler, but he was great, the great one.
Yeah, and let's be real, everybody. And since we're talking about it, everybody talks crap about Big Match John Cena about having only 5 moves. Let's be real, the Rock only had 3 or 4 moves too, but they were great at what they did.
Yeah, and how many titles do they have? So, before we go, let's look at who do you think WrestleMania? We'll go over them real quick. Who do you think is going to win that triple threat? I think that Roman Reigns is the champion and the heel. I think that Edge wins. It's my prediction.
I think Edge wins, but he doesn't beat Roman Reigns. He pins Daniel Bryan.
And then, yeah, Roman gets pissed about that. That sounds like a heel thing.
Yep.
That would happen, right? I could see it.
Yep.
Bobby Lashley is going...
What do we have for the Intercontinental Championship?
Oh, I'm above Universal. What are these matches? My God. Big E versus Apollo Crews. Big E is the current champion. Big E and Crews have had an extended rivalry that saw Crews turn heel and attack Big E with the ring steps, but he failed several times to win the Intercontinental title, and Big E refused to continue granting him opportunities. Big E won their fast lane match, but Crews beat him down. Apollo Crews is in the Intercontinental Championship match. He has never struck me as that kind of guy, like as a
From what I've watched, in WWE with Apollo Crews, the work that he does is good work, and you have to remember him from the Indies as UHA Nation. Remember?
No, I get it.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying, but I do see that he, unfortunately enough for what it is, you know, I don't think he's going to be the guy that they're going to get the title anytime, that like the main title anytime soon. But I see him, you know, as the U.S. champion. I do see him as the you know, IC title. You know, I see him as one of those guys that's a gatekeeper from the mid card to the upper.
I don't see much of a personality
card
on him, though. I have to say, he doesn't seem like, he seems like a stale, like, bread. Like, if I have to take him over Bobby Lashley.
He does come off as white bread generic. You get what I'm saying?
You know,
but at the end of the day, now it's talent over character. Back then it was character over talent. Now we're seeing a more athletic based and a more, you know, physical based and a more, you know, you know, that's the direction that they're going toward, a more athletic, less character based, more athletic based, you know, product, because at the end of the day, fans is that's what they wanted. Oh, we want this guy, we want that guy, we want this guy, we want that guy. That guy's athletic, and he can do this, 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 and this, and that guy can do that, and that. And now WWE has this guy, and that guy, but they don't know how to use him. Like they they picked up everybody instead of, like, you know, letting people stay down on one show or stay down in NXT and keep developing. You know, it was like Finn Balor was in NXT for 2 years.
Yeah, I understand.
Why
are
these guys,
that's
you know what I'm saying? Why are these guys coming into NXT, spending 2-3 months in NXT and then going up to the main roster?
Speaking of Japan, did you see the new belt? Did you see the belt revealed? What'd you think of that? Did you like that ugly? Like, I don't know why they did it like that.
No, it is not ugly. Me being a fan of anime, it looks like an anime, you know, type shield logo. I love it. It's something that you would see like in Gundam Wing or like My Hero Academia. I like it.
Well,
me personally, I like it, Tony.
When you compare it to the previous ones, plural, it doesn't seem as big. I like the design, but it doesn't. It doesn't scream.
Right. Me being somebody that is a fan of wrestling, you know, and a former performer of wrestling. Me personally, I didn't like the big heavy belt. I didn't like the weight of the tag team title. I didn't like the weight of the 719 title. I'd rather have something smaller and something that you have to build.
719 was wasn't that heavy.
It wasn't that heavy, but it wasn't convenient to carry.
I broke the tag titles the first night because I tried holding both of them, and it didn't. Because it was, this is some insider scoop, the fur on the inside, and it was very slippery. So I broke it, but Captain Steven fixed it eventually. But the fur made it slip, so you couldn't put it on your shoulder, because you know that it would slip.
Yeah.
Fucking fur.
Yep.
So
it was like the old school OMB boxing title. It was based off. I love the design. Like I said, I'm a boxing fan also. I love the design. It looked, like I said, it reminded me of the old school WBO championship.
Well, they were. I cannot diss that enough. Do you know Bad Bunny? Because I keep hearing that, and he's facing.
Yes, he's a real big. I'm a fan of his music. I'm a big fan of his music. Chambea, jala, cabrón ya no te quedan balas. Chambea, jala, cabrón ya no te quedan. That's my dude right there. I fucks with Bad Bunny tough. It's my guy.
He's fighting The Miz. So, is there anything else you want to, any other match you want to know before we hit the high road?
No, it's like as we go, we'll cover some other stuff. We'll cover the highlights. We'll watch WrestleMania. I'm actually going to a WrestleMania watch party with a couple of friends of mine. And we're probably going to get down, get loose, and we'll probably have some better news for the wrestling fans out there that follow WWE that couldn't watch the pay-per-view, just sort of highlights. We'll give them pretty much play-by-play of what happened.
Yeah, and we never have to talk about baseball again because we just did it, and that's okay. So if anybody cares, no, just kidding. Sorry, you know, I think that we keep it around an hour. I think that's good. And we didn't talk about anything local, but we can always talk about that some other time.
Definitely.
And I think
like I said, if you guys are in Colorado, we'll talk about Colorado wrestling. We will plug each and every one of these companies. You get what I'm saying? Because the guys in the back work hard. I was one of the guys in the back. We're going to plug every one of these guys to make sure you get to see them. They're affordable. They're cheap. It's good entertainment. These guys got merch. These guys got good entertainment. They got sponsored food there. For the most part, you get what I'm saying? It's always, as a wrestling fan, I love coming to these shows as a fan too.
Listen, there's a lot of them popping up in other states and everywhere, man. I said on the other podcast.
You got Devotion Championship Wrestling down in Utah. Shout out to Manny Lemon.
Support independent wrestling. Support any. Go to wherever you are.
Please. We are both big advocates of independent wrestling. From California to New York, it doesn't matter. It can be East Coast, West Coast, Midwest. It doesn't matter. Wrestling is forever, in the words of Matt Cross.
You can find it. Every city and every town, you can find it up and down. All right, close yourself out, man, and then we'll end the first ever Party Cast.
Hey, it is your boy and one half of the Party Cast. We promise you every episode that goes by, more parties and more casting. It is your boy, Javi C, alongside Big Brother Tony P, and we out of here.
See you guys next week. No, 2 weeks on the party cast.
See you guys in 2 weeks.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.